Chapter 19. Hera Leaves Olympus. Olympus has fallen. Its marble columns lie cracked and broken. The sun doesn't pass over it anymore. Hestia's fire pit has been empty and cold for decades, with nothing left on the mountain to fuel it. Olympus has fallen, yet Hera and Zeus are still there. Ares has tried talking to his mother. He long ago gave up any hope of trying to save his father, but Hera isn't touched by madness like Zeus is. All that keeps her there are her oaths of marriage and loyalty. All that chains her to the crumbling remains of what they once were is her marriage to Zeus, who will only be convinced to leave Olympus on a funeral pyre. Ares begs, he cries, he does anything and everything he can to convince his mother to leave. But she only touches his face with cold hands and presses her cracked lips to his cheek. She won't leave her husband. She won't be moved by him, so he has to find someone she will be moved by. He's down in the underworld, where he spends so much of his time now. Persephone is often there as well, but she only smiles at him, is never angered by his presence in her realm or her husband's bed. "You worry too much," Icarus tells him, early on when they are both young and fumbling and in love with the same man. "She's not a jealous woman. Hades loves us all. He simply loved her first." But it's neither Hades nor Persephone who he seeks today. He goes to the edge of the world, ever expanding and changing, because it is where she likes to be best. "Hecate," he calls out, "I request an audience." There's a shiver in the air, and the goddess of magic stands in front of him. He doesn't know what to think of her, the woman who's so close to his lover, who raised his brother. He's never been able to find a title that fits her quite right.
"Ares," she greets, "to what do I owe the pleasure?"
"Staying by Zeus's side is killing my mother," he says. "I've tried to get her to leave, but she won't listen to me." Her lips quirk up at the corners.
"Listening has never been her strength. What do you expect me to do about it? I've tried to get her to leave Zeus before. I failed before, and I will fail again."
"I know. I don't want you to talk to Hera. I want you to talk to Hephaestus," he says. Hecate's eyebrows rise. He's managed to surprise her.
"If he won't listen to you, why would he listen to me?"
"I haven't tried asking him," he says. "He doesn't believe anything I say of our mother. He'll believe you."
"And what makes you think I have anything positive to say of her? She's a pretty snake. She's lied and manipulated and outright killed to get what she has."
"Yes," Ares says. "And what does she have?" Hecate smiles at him. Hephaestus is startled to discover Hecate in his kitchen. She rarely leaves the underworld.
"Aunt,"
he says. It's what he's called her his whole life. She'd always refused the title of mother.
"Is there something wrong?"
"Yes," she says, and he snaps to attention.
"Hera rots away on Olympus for loyalty to a man who has never shown her the same devotion."
"How is that my problem?" he snaps, stung. Hecate has never brought Hera up to him before. He can't think of why she would do so now. She grabs one of the apples from his fruit bowl and bites into it. She looks at him thoughtfully, as she chews. He crosses his arms and glares at her. She swallows and asks,
"Have you really not figured it out yet? I raised you to be smarter than this."
"Speak plainly." It's something he said often in his adolescence. Styx used to just try and drown Hecate when she became cryptic.
"Hera is your mother. She bore you, and her blood runs strong in your veins."
He's about to snap at her again when she says,
But you are not a son of Zeus's blood, and he has never been able to forgive you for being a child of his wife, but not of him.
His legs are mostly metal, but he still loses feeling in them and has to grab for the edge of the counter.
What?
Hecate's eyes go distant.
She was so desperate for a child when she had you. So young, all things considered.
He sits down across from her.
Tell me everything.
Hephaestus is reeling even as he climbs the crumbling, ashy remains of the once great Mount Olympus. Hera has always seemed unbreakable to him, as cold and perfect as marble. A mother in name only, who tossed him to his death when he was only a few hours old. It was all a lie. She went against her very nature as a goddess to conceive him, something she's never done before or since. She carried him and bore him alone, and fought against Zeus to save him when blood was still slick between her thighs. She gave him over to Hecate to protect him. He grew up in the underworld not because he was something forgotten and useless, but because he was cherished. He was raised in the underworld to keep him safe, not to keep him away. She gave him his name, gave him his life, and has loved him silently all these years. He could have grown up on Olympus, could have grown up with her. She would have cared for him as fiercely as she cared for Ares. He could have grown up with Ares, could have known his brother when he was small and straining towards freedom, wouldn't have met him for the first time as a brash adolescent sneaking into his volcano. If it weren't for Zeus throwing him from this very mountain when he was only a few minutes old, he could have grown up with a real family. He loves Hecate. He loves Hades. Styx was his best friend growing up. But it's not the same, and it's not fair. Hera is beautiful, even as she's dying. Her hair is piled on top of her head in intricate curls, and her dress is silk. But she's so thin, it looks as if even sitting on her throne tires her. She's too pale, and her skin is bruised, her eyes sunken. Zeus lays slumbering in his throne beside her. He swings from mania to exhaustion with nothing in between.
Hephaestus, she says, even as the rest of her body deteriorates, her eyes are as bright and sharp as ever. To what do I owe this pleasure?
He falls to his knees in front of her, and her eyes widen.
Staying here and clinging to a power that doesn't belong to us anymore is killing you. It's time to leave.
I am the goddess of marriage and family. As long as my husband remains here, so shall I, she informs him, head tilted arrogantly so she can stare down at him.
We aren't the gods of anything anymore, he says. Not really.
She looks away from him, and her lips twitch like she's trying not to smile.
No, I suppose not. But I am still a wife, and with my husband I will stay. The goddess of marriage and family, he repeats. What of Ares? Of Hebe?
Hades looks after Ares. Hebe is fully grown and has been for many centuries. Something he can't explain passes over her face. Someday all children must say goodbye to their mother for the last time. None of us are exempt from that, not even gods.
He places his hands on her lap, palm up. She blinks, looking rapidly between his hands and his face. He can't remember if he's ever touched her before. Hera of the Heights, of Argos, of the Mound. Hera the cow-eyed, white-armed goddess of marriage and of family. Hera, Queen of the Gods.
He flexes his hands, and she slowly places her cold hands in his.
Mom, you once saved me from death by Zeus's hands. Let me do the same for you now.
She becomes impossibly paler and tries to yank her hands away, but he doesn't let her. What are you? I don't know what you're talking about. Let go of me.
Hecate told me. She told me everything.
He kisses her knuckles.
Leave this mountain. Leave Zeus. Come with me.
She looks to her slumbering husband, a mere shadow of the man he used to be. I love him.
You hate him too, he says. Denounce your status as a goddess and come with me. Mom, please.
It was always such a thin line between the two of us, between love and hate, she says, still looking at him. He's mine. I chose him. I made him choose me. I did this to the both of us. I should stay. Hephaestus presses her hand to his cheek, and her gaze finally skitters back to him.
I'm yours too. Ares is yours. Hebe is yours. Don't die for your husband. Live for your children.
You've never cared about me before, she says. You shouldn't bother. Just because I didn't throw you down this mountain doesn't mean I've ever been a mother to you.
Maybe this is our chance then, he says. Maybe this is our last chance to be something more than strangers. Come with me and be something other than Zeus's bride and queen.
She's too sickly to walk. Hephaestus carries her down what remains of Mount Olympus in his arms. When they're halfway down, the skies open and lightning crashes down around them. The claps of thunder aren't loud enough to drown out Zeus's anguished screams. Hera hides her face in her son's shoulder and weeps. Hephaestus's metal legs don't hesitate or miss a step the whole way down the mountain. Olympus has fallen. Only Zeus remains.